This is GQDN for Thursday, December 5th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By the way, Audible is doing a sale right now. All titles are up to 85% off. So to get your free credit, you might get a little bit more than what you bargained for. Go check it out. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. Yes, yes, yes. You get 25% off of your purchase. So go do it if you put in the promo code QUEST. Delicious, delicious stuff. By Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest. Oh boy, there's some good stuff up there. And by StackUp.org. In today's news, we have a little something called Cattle Country. Stardew Valley creator says he's working on something, and a game that was made over 20 years ago is getting a patch. But we begin today with GamesRadar.com, because old Mike Ybarra was talking about Marvel Rivals and compared it to Overwatch. Mike Ybarra was the former Blizzard Entertainment boss, and he was talking about Marvel Rivals because it looks like it's a little bit of a copycat thing. That's what he's saying. So, here's what the former president did say. Quote, "Looks like Overwatch and Marvel Rivals ships tomorrow, much like the Light of Mortarium, a clear copy of HZD, out of China. I mean, even the character's name, Widowmaker, is in Overwatch versus Black Widow and Marvel Rivals. LOL. NetEase, Tencent, all the same." End quote. So, that is what he said. And what we also know is that Marvel Rivals has been compared to the genre's king, Overwatch, for quite a few months. And while GamesRadar did preview Marvel Rivals, they could not ignore the similarities between the games. So, what did you think about the game? Are you looking forward to playing Marvel Rivals? Let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter and Blue Sky. Now we go to IGN, because there's quite a sculpture here. If you play Remnant 2, Nimue has come to life, and she is looking very, very angry. Her height of the statue is 9 inches, and her width is 4.5 inches, and her bust does light up as an LED light, heart, and base, so those two parts will light up. And there's some glow-in-the-dark paint. Now, the bust is priced at $180, and it is limited to 500 units worldwide. The pre-orders for that statue is between now and December 12th. So you got 7 days, and if you do it, you get a discount of $10. So if you like Remnant 2, there's a bust for you statue, you know. Now we go to Disney. Pure Xbox did say that there's some Disney games coming to the Entstream Arcade on Xbox, and it's The Lion King, Aladdin, and The Jungle Book. In fact, Entstream Arcade on Twitter did say, quote, relive the magic of Disney games, of your youth with Entstream Arcade. Play classic retro gaming titles including Disney's Aladdin, Disney's The Jungle Book, and Disney's The Lion King on Entstream today. Now, the partnership with Disney could have more retro classics on the way, which would include Goof Troop and The Little Mermaid and Bonkers. Now, Entstream is not on sale right now, but you can pick up a year's access at $40 in the Xbox store, and you could look for it on other platforms as well. Maybe like PlayStation 5? WCCF Tech did say that there's a PlayStation 5 handheld that could be on the lower end of PlayStation 5 model. Okay, we're going to Rumorville, because it is rumored to have a PlayStation 5 handheld, but it would be unlikely to play the PlayStation 5 games, and it will have some dedicated versions of new games. Now, Sony did regard the rumors because they wanted to return to the handheld market following the PlayStation Vita, and the experts at Digital Foundry did make some observations on what the system could be, and they were highlighting on how we will not be able to run PlayStation 5 games because the games currently are at 200 watts for the system, and right now the handheld 5 or PlayStation 5 would only handle 20 watts. So could this actually happening? We shall see. Now, this is very interesting too. Tales of Rebirth, the English translation patch, is set to release this month, but that's after 20 years of the original game's release. That's Bandai Namco, because they made Tales of Rebirth, and that was revealed by Life Bottle Productions, which was a team that of dedicated fans who did release a full English translation patch, and the patch will be released sometime this December. And yesterday, on their Discord, they said that they want to try and release it on their anniversary, which is December 16th. So here's what Life Bottle Productions did say on Twitter. Quote, "Good morning, Twitter. We have some big updates today. Our Tales of Rebirth PlayStation 2 translation will be releasing sometime next month. Stay tuned for more info. Also, we made a blue sky for all of you who want to follow us outside of Twitter and Instagram. So we shall see what happens with that." Now we go to Eurogamer, because Stardew Valley did say that he's a creator, he's working on another project, The Haunted Chocolater. So Stardew Valley's creator, Eric Barone, did confirm that he's working on his next game. So he did put up a blog post and said, quote, "I like making games, and I have a lot more that I want to share with Haunted Chocolater and beyond. And even though Haunted Chocolater has only been revealed publicly to a tiny degree, in my own private world, it's a special place, and I'm very attached to the characters' themes and ideas. My next task is to tweak the existing bones until I'm happy with them, add all the rest of the bones, and then the flesh it out with all the content that will need to be in the game. Yes, it's going to be a lot of work, but it's okay. I'm addicted to the grind. And yes, there's a video about the early gameplay, so you can go check that out yourself." Now we go to the esports corner. Chad DeLuca has joined Overwolf, according to Esports Insider, as the director of the band partnerships. And as the former Twitch and Amazon executive, and DeLuca will try to enable some brands to join the forces with Overwolf's platform. And hopefully, and he's hoping that he will engage with the users. Now, DeLuca was the director of sponsorship sales for Amazon because he was on the streaming platform Twitch in that position. And since August 2024, he has been the Twitch senior lead across all of the hardiness and consumer electronics. So here's what DeLuca did say about joining Overwolf. Quote, "I'm thrilled to be joining the Overwolf team at such an exciting time for the company and the gaming advertising industry at large. What really stands out to me is how Overwolf was a pioneer in gaming advertising. Traditionally, advertisers either had to build costly custom integrations with game studios or stick with ads outside of games. Overwolf has completely changed that by making it easy for brands to connect with gamers while they were actually playing some biggest games out there, like Fortnite, Minecraft, and League of Legends, in ways that don't interrupt the gameplay experience. We'll see what he does." Now, you know you're going to be needing a headset. PC Games N did say that if you're looking to get a headset there for Christmas for someone, the Logitech G Pro X2 Lightspeed right now is on sale. It was about 240, maybe 250 bucks, and right now is at 190 bucks. So it's just over $60 off, or roughly $60 off. So go get it. It's up on Amazon. Go look. And while you're looking online, well, you can go check out PlayStation and your Nintendo Switch, because Cattle Country will have some of those versions early next year. When? There is no official date yet. But if there's enough interest in it, we'll tell you when. But it'll come early next year. Xbox did say that if you want to play some games now, we got some free play days. And that starts today and goes through December 8th, which is Sunday. And the games are Driftus, MX versus ATB Legends, Naruto Broto, Shinobi Striker, Parcel Corpse, The Crew Motorfest, and Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. Combine the last two will be a 4 p.m. local time. So maybe not right now as of recording, which is 10:09 a.m., but soon. We end today with a very cool story. Games Radar did say that someone got into a truck accident, but the Xbox Series S, for which he was carrying at, or the user was carrying at that time, saved his life. So, on Twitter, Brandon Che, that's Brandon J, did say exactly that. But he went on Twitter and said, quote, "I was on my way home from my local GameStop with the Xbox in my backpack when I was struck by a truck while riding my bicycle. I managed to keep above the truck's steel bumper at first, but eventually was dragged under. I was slammed to the ground, and still he kept going, so I assumed he didn't see me. The Xbox in my backpack prevented me from hitting my head or worse, even dying." And he showed some pictures up on his Twitter on how damaged the Xbox was, but it still worked. He did go on about how he was in that accident, but just know that he is alive and well. So well done, Brandon J. We'll be back again tomorrow for more gaming news. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. Well done.